It's a bright autumn afternoon in a strip mall on the west side of Des Moines, and families are stopping by La Tapatía Tienda Mexicana to get their weekly groceries. Mary Campos is sitting in her walker at the entrance.
Buenos días. ¿Pueden acompañarnos a votar ahora?
She's here trying to get shoppers to vote, because today only, this Latino grocery store has been transformed into a satellite polling place.
You can go on in and vote right now. Yeah, go right on in.
Campos says it's literally a one-stop shop. You can pick up dinner, register, and vote.
People work, they have two jobs, and we don't know what it's going to be like on November the 6th. And I've encouraged absentee ballot, but I think this is wonderful to be able to have satellite places where they can go vote.
As Campos is talking, Ernesto Garcia walks out of the store. Garcia says he was worried about when and where to vote.
I'm a truck driver, so I don't know where I'm going to be able to go. And he said, well, it's going to be one at La Tapatía. I said, okay, I'll go there.
Here's how you set up a satellite voting spot in Iowa. All you need is 100 signatures, and you petition county officials. It is that easy. The polling booth here was petitioned by the Obama campaign. Democrats are staging events to highlight pop-up voting. Just across the street, Latinos for Obama are having a block party complete with music, tamales, and Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa.
Today is a little rally to make sure that we all go and vote early. We've heard it. Oh, Villaraigosa, I forgot to vote. I was working. No. You could vote today. You can vote across the street.
Vote.
We take care of our own.
You might recognize that voice. It's Bruce Springsteen at Iowa State University. He's got the same message for a different demographic, college students. Campuses are a huge hotspot for satellite voting. In a two-week period, there will be 53 pop-up voting spots on campuses across the state. Drake University political scientist Dennis Goldford says that's a savvy move on the part of Democrats.
Because so much of the Democratic turnout is younger voters and minority voters who tend to be less likely to vote.
Tom Zold is with the Republican National Committee, and he says the GOP has petitioned for satellite voting too.
We mostly put those in areas with low to mid propensity GOP voters. So the type of people who lean to the right but aren't necessarily the ones that are going to go out and make sure that they vote for their Republican candidates on election day.
Zold acknowledges the Democrats' emphasis on early voting. That's because traditionally Republicans win the turnout race on election day. But satellite voting isn't just about partisan politics. In a parking lot outside of Legend Sports Bar in Marshalltown, there's a row of Harley Davidsons, about five pickup trucks, and a trailer emblazoned with a huge sign. Vote here.
All the highlighted areas.
Okay.
And then when you get that, then just in the lower corner here, your address.
This is the first mobile voting booth in Iowa. This polling place on wheels was set up by County Auditor Don Williams. She borrowed a race car trailer, and they've been parking it in front of a Hy-Vee grocery store, a bar, and a Walmart.
We've caught lots of non-traditional voters. You can just tell when they come in that they're non-traditional, and I believe that should be the purpose for satellite voting.
William stops by the trailer to see how things are going. Like so many who voted here today, she says getting here was easy. She was on her way to shop at Walmart anyway. In Marshalltown, I'm Sandhya Dirks for Iowa Public Radio News.